Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And some perhaps shocking news from the Trump administration today. This morning, the Treasury Department sanctioned 19 Russians and five groups, including the Russian Intelligence Service, accusing them of interfering in the 2016 election and conducting a series of damaging cyber attacks that affected the U.S. last year. Russia has threatened to retaliate. Also today, President Trump joined the British Prime Minister and other European allies in signing a statement condemning the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in London, saying it's highly likely that Russia was responsible. In the Oval Office, President Trump was asked whether he thinks Russian President Putin was behind it all.
It looks like it. I spoke with the Prime Minister, and we are in deep discussions, a very sad situation. It certainly looks like the Russians were behind it, something that should never, ever happen. And we're taking it very seriously, as I think are many others.
Tamara Keith is NPR White House correspondent. Tam, this is a president.
Hi.
This is a president who has downplayed Russian interference in the election, and his former Secretary of State now came out and agreed with the Brits on that poisoning before the White House did. Is this shocking?
No, it's not entirely shocking that the U.S. government would team up with other nations to say that this attack using a chemical weapon on British soil was not okay and a breach of international law. And these sanctions, we should remember, there was legislation passed by Congress and ultimately signed somewhat reluctantly by the president that said that the Trump administration needed to impose sanctions on Russia for its interference in the presidential election. And they are doing these sanctions under that law, though in addition to talking about the interference in the election, they also, the senior administration officials and national security officials, talk about other cyber attacks as well.
Well, U.S. national security officials today are also saying Russians are targeting the U.S. energy grid. What more do we know about that?
Yeah, well, there's not as much detail about that as some of these other items, but it is very serious. So the Department of Homeland Security says that based on forensic analysis, they assess that, quote, threat actors sought information on network and organizational design and control system abilities within organizations. They say it is a campaign that is long-term and ongoing, and that these industrial control systems that they've been probing and trying to get information about are the very systems that run our factories and electric grid. Okay. And another just little statistic, the FBI has notified in the last year 4,000 targets of cyber threats. That was in 1 year alone. Often those notifications were made in person.
Okay, well, back to the sanctions for just a second. Some of the Russians and Russian groups sanctioned today have already been indicted by FBI Special Counsel Robert Mueller. What's the Russian response been to those sanctions? Have we had one?
Yeah, we've gotten just a very little one that passed through the wires, that a deputy foreign minister from Russia is saying that Russia is preparing retaliatory measures. I think it is notable that these sanctions are targeting the very people that were indicted as part of the special counsel investigation into Russian interference in the election. Of course, Russia is not going to send these folks and their entire organizations over to the U.S. to be prosecuted by Robert Mueller. Sanctions are sort of the best way to target that interference.
Yeah. I want you to weigh in on Attorney General Jeff Sessions' decision. He has to decide whether to fire Andrew McCabe. This is the FBI deputy director who's supposed to retire on Sunday, but he's accused of authorizing FBI officials to talk to a reporter who wrote about internal FBI and Justice Department divisions over how those agencies were investigating the Clinton Family Foundation funding. This is the backstory. McCabe says he did nothing wrong. His critics say it was an ongoing criminal investigation. He shouldn't have done it. Now, Trump supporters are casting McCabe as part of the deep state. You know, his wife is a Democrat. He's out to get Trump. So what are the political landmines for Jeff Sessions in this decision he has to make?
Well, one of those landmines is that President Trump has been actively attacking McCabe, both on the campaign trail and on Twitter, going back to 2016. And in fact, on Twitter, President Trump said, basically, isn't it a shame that this guy would get a pension and be able to retire? And so that creates an interesting challenge in considering what to do. But the FBI's Office of Professional Responsibility has recommended that McCabe be dismissed over an alleged, quote, lack of candor.
Yeah. Okay, look, you mentioned, we've mentioned Sessions, and his is one of the names floating around with possible staff changes. The president today said this was fake news, that there's no, you know, shoes left to drop in this week. But what's your sense with a few seconds here?
I have no idea whether the shoes will drop this week or some other week, but it is inevitable that more shoes will drop because President Trump has made it clear that he believes that he has his cabinet almost the way he wants it.
Yes, we heard that.
So it's likely that more will come eventually.
Tamara Keith, NPR White House correspondent, host of NPR's Politics podcast. Tam, thank you.
You're welcome.